This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, on the Wednesday, January 12th edition of the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our conversation about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. Don't forget to send your pictures of your pet. Jay, this was your idea. We're looking for, because Friday is National Pet Dress-Up Day, so you're looking for people to send us on our various social media pictures of their dogs or cats or pigs or whatever dressed up, right?
Yeah, and we won't post until Friday to celebrate the actual day, so go ahead and send direct messages with those photos. Bonus points for videos, because videos are fun, too. We can see if they have an attitude over being dressed up or not.
An attitude.
My Daisy does. She does not like to be dressed up. She's not been dressed up in years.
Maybe I should find a prize. How about a prize? We can come up with a prize for the best one. We'll judge them. I will not be the judge. Because I'm good at that, but not. I'd rather have the ladies judge the pictures. All right, so get them in here by Friday at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Pictures of your pets dressed up for National Pet Dress-Up Day on Friday. Meanwhile, we're having a lot of discussion about the kinds of masks to be wearing, and so I've done a little nosing around to identify some of the N95 masks. Are they all made by the same company? That's the one thing I couldn't find out, Victoria. I think there are different companies that make the N95.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aren't there?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And different styles, too.
Mm-hmm. Is it just N95? There are other numbers I've seen, N99, the N100, R95s, P95s.
Well, the N95 is that's the gold standard, and then there were the KN95s, which was the K was for Korea, and so it's also it's still an N95. It's just the K, that's what that was for, and then there's an N94, I think, but that's not as good as the 95.
Let me tell you why we're talking about this. I have seen, since I started talking about this last week at this time, as of, for example, today, there are two stories that are floating around. One of them is in a scientific magazine. The other one is, where am I, on the AP. And the headline reads, Omicron headed for a rapid drop in Britain and the U.S. So to get more sort of focused on all the arguing that's going on, you should or you shouldn't, you can or you can't, it's all nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to waste any more time on it. What I would like to have you know, if you decide that it makes sense at this point to get the shots, which I think it does, to keep things smooth, no matter what time of year, no matter what the situation is, I think you protect yourself and others. And the mask thing, which will continue to probably be an issue, and I put that in quotation mark, a focus for another couple of months, because Omicron is so virulent. Because everybody is going to know somebody or have it themselves. It's just, it is. There's a lot of confusing information around about Omicron, but you're going to get it. Sooner or later, it just seems that the odds are not in your favor to not get it. If you've already had some variant of COVID, then you're less likely to get it, but you still could get it. And even if you're vaccinated, you could get it. And even if you wear a mask, you can get it. I knock on wood, I have not had it, and I hope I don't, but, you know, as far as what the reality is, all of the pleading in the world and all of the stipulations, and we got a mask mandate, it's beyond that now. Those discussions are a waste of time. The important thing is to know what your options are, and hopefully you make an intelligent decision. That's it. Pretty much, that's it. It really is that. I think it's that. We're at that point. So, meanwhile, there are other things that are going on in the world. I noticed that some of the indigenous communities in Mexico are replacing corn crops with cannabis because of marijuana being legalized in Mexico. For some reason, I thought already it had been. For I don't know why I thought that, because I'm involved in it.
Anything is legal
point,
in Mexico if you have enough money to pay the federales. So,
all right.
Like, yeah, you know,
medical marijuana is legal, fluid. But yeah, I guess they're going to, the Supreme Court is going to make a decision that I guess they're going to allow more cannabis grows to for medicinal cannabis, so that is legal. I don't know if it's going to ever be, I mean, like Jen said, it doesn't really matter, but I don't know if they're ever going to just legalize it recreationally.
In Mexico?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that it's part of the new normal. Cannabis is a factor of life. Pretty much every place you go, you can smell it, you can use it, you can eat it, you can do all kinds of things with it. And it seems very hypocritical to me. And I don't want to sound like a hypocrite myself because I'm involved in a project to be involved in the cannabis business. I don't use it, don't like the smell of it, don't like anything about it. Except if I were not able, if I were in pain, I would want to have this stuff around, whether you smoke it or you take a pill. I think some of the pills give you as much relief as smoking it, right? Does anybody know how that all shakes out?
When my uncle had cancer, he took the pills, and that was pretty much the only thing that helped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, it was either a morphine pill or, you know, and eventually, you know, morphine's stronger, so you have to get to that point. But,
yeah,
I mean, it seems to have good. I know when I herniated a disc 10 years ago, and they gave me Vicodin, I don't know, my body just metabolizes it. Like, it didn't do anything for me. And then I doubled the dose and not knowing, and not, 'cause I was in so much pain with my back. And the guy I was dating at the time was like, here, just take a hit of some of my weed. That was the only thing that cured my pain. And I told my doctor, he goes, you know what, stop taking the pills because that stuff can be addictive. And he said, just stick with the weed. He's like, you didn't hear it from me, but stick with the weed. it's a powerful painkiller. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, in terms of going back to COVID and how it has changed our lives. We all know. Is there anybody in the world who hasn't been affected by COVID? I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who hasn't had some interference with his or her life.
According to people who have answered social media, there are some people out there. It has not changed how they need to do their job. They have not known. They haven't known anybody who got sick with it. They themselves have not gotten sick with it. They
what
don't have to go anywhere to wear masks.
Though? I mean, everybody's been touched by
everyone's
country,
affected.
Whether
they
were buying toilet paper in, you know, trying to get a hold of paper products or something. I feel like that you just have to feel it in some way.
Well, I'm
a
looking
lot of
at
for them though, if they don't.
Yeah, they feel like they've not.
Look at the categories that have changed. What we wear, loungewear, for example, people wearing sweats and loose fitting clothing because they don't have to go anywhere that requires, you know, kind of a brushed up look. There's that. And the buying is way up on that sort of thing. Hair care elements. You ladies, have you done different things with your hair? Because you couldn't go to the hair dresser, right? You couldn't go get your hair done in a parlor, so you do it yourself? Is that what?
No, I mean, I never
did it myself. No.
Yeah, never. I never. I didn't do it myself. I just, you know, I just kind of waited it out that first wave. And then I would go to this. I've been going to the salon the whole time, but everybody wears a mask, and our salon is very wide and sort of open, so you're not on top of anybody. So, I've felt very safe going to the salon the whole time.
I had to do my own nails and my own toes.
I didn't go and do my... Oh, my God. Yeah, I stopped with manicures and pedicures and stuff like that, but, you know.
We had no choice. They were closed in California. There was no way to do it. I lucked out with my hair a little bit, although I went pretty dark and just kind of... because my cousin
better
does hair,
dark
so she came...
gray. Right.
Yeah, well, no, actually, I don't have much gray, actually. I don't think I have any gray. Maybe one or two.
Because you're too young to have gray.
Oh,
you don't have any gray, do you, Jay?
I'm almost 100% gray, naturally.
You are?
I found my first gray hair at my 13th birthday party. I went gray very early.
Yeah, I
don't have... I think my cousin finally found like one. We were laughing about it because she's like, I'm older than
you're
she is.
So
like,
lucky.
I have more gray hair than you, but... What was I going to say? Oh, so she came over into the yard and did some, you know, touch-ups for me during the pandemic, but that was about it.
Okay. The number of people buying bleach and paper towels. Look at how that shot up late in 2020 and 2021, because everybody wanted to clean everything, right? They want to clean it up.
Everybody went way overboard with that stuff.
Right. Way crazy.
It was like gold to find toilet paper or bleach.
Yeah.
Remember bleach was
Clorox
gone?
Clorox wipes. Yeah.
Clorox wipes. Oh, forget it. Those were gone for months. Well, in Nashville, just before the world shut down, we had a really bad tornado. And so a lot of supplies had already been wiped out just because of all of the destruction.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then when the world shut down, it was like, well, crap.
You know, it's interesting how many people were taking care of their... we always on the farm take care of our own equipment for the most part. But people who are learning how to change brakes, brake pads, that kind of stuff. You know that the O'Reilly chain came about more... You know, you hear the O'Reilly ads all the time here and elsewhere. And they are one of... I think there are four different chains nationally that sell auto parts. I mean, really big. There are a lot of local, good local stores as well. But the way they couldn't keep up, and as a matter of fact, still now, because of the supply chain interruptions, they can't keep up with things. I was in the Napa store yesterday getting some things for, like, I needed starter buttons and things for a couple of tractors that need new starter buttons and some other things, brake linings, and they don't have them anymore. They had all this stuff on the shelves, no more. You can't find stuff like that anywhere, and I think it's the same. I was in a CVS yesterday, and I was walking around. I was looking for actually a little booklet for my calendar, and I'm looking at the shelves, and they're half empty. Common things that you'd think they'd be really, self-care products you'd think that they would have. The same is true. I was in a Staples store yesterday. Can't find a lot of stuff in there either. So you got to, like, you can't buy a fax machine. A lot of that is supply chain stuff.
Yeah.
As much as they're trying to sell that the supply chain is better, there's a story that came out and says it's at the worst it's ever been. There are 100-something ships out there. They've just been dispersed to Baja. Yeah, because they don't want to be seen off the coast. So they're still out there.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, well, it's all food for thought. But remember, with all the confusion, it's coming to an end. You can count on that. Uncle Dougie says it'll be gone in a few months. I hope that you'll hold me. I hope I can hold myself to that. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is the library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Deep breath.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Yeah, 23 after the hour on today's the Wednesday DJV program. Today is National Take the Stairs Day. For those of you who want to, I do this all the time. I don't know about you ladies, whether you do it. I don't use the elevator unless I'm on the 20th floor. You go up the eight stories. It's good exercise, good for your legs, your calves, good for your heart, good for your lungs, all that stuff. So the heart rate, keeping it up, very important. Lung health is very important. 3.5 million Americans live with chronic lung disease. So let's get that number down. Take the stairs. All right, everybody's into that. Take the stairs, if you please. Meanwhile, Simon Cowell has decided to take the plunge, take the pledge, if you will. We'll tell you how he's going to be engaged. If you'll get it, you get it, ladies. See how I did that?
Mm-hmm.
He's
in bunch.
Yeah, bada boom. In just a moment, stand by.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Okay, so apparently there are people who have money are making more money. A good example of that would be, Jay, the sale of the penthouse that Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake owned in New York City. That seems to be getting people off their butts. Oh, wow, look at this. How much money they made. Wow, wow, wow. So what's the story?
Yeah, if you have money and you're famous, you might want to live in this place. It's the Manhattan penthouse that's quote-unquote paparazzi-proof. Not just
what
their
does that
penthouse,
mean?
But the whole building.
What does that mean?
It has an underground garage, private elevator, private lobby. Basically, unless you live there or you're walking in with somebody who lives there, you're not getting in. You could even get in without being seen. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel sold it for $29 million, which is about $7.5-8 million over what they bought it for. Other people who live in this building, you have Harry Styles lives there, Jake Gyllenhaal, Rebel Wilson. So you have some good neighbors.
Look, I have a hard time envisioning an apartment that's 5,000 square feet.
It's multiple stories.
Yeah, but it sort of does in the whole definition of what an apartment is supposed to be, right? Don't you think of apartments as being, when I think of apartment, I think of when Victoria complains about living in an 800 square foot apartment. That's what I think.
1,200.
Well, that's why they call it a penthouse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not in a penthouse. We're just in a 2-bedroom. But 1,200 square feet is like what a lot of small houses are.
Yeah.
So we're just all, it's like we're on a, if, basically like if you go into a ranch that's 1,200 square feet, it's the same size as our apartment.
This must be an old New York building that was condoized.
Yeah, there are all those, there are all those warehouses down in Tribeca that have been turned into lofts.
Right. And expensive ones at that.
And the amenities of this building are intense. A 71-foot indoor swimming pool. There's a 5,000 square feet landscape roof terrace, a fitness center, a private fitness center, if that's what you're looking for, a children's playroom.
Cool. All right, Simon Cowell is engaged?
Yes, a longtime girlfriend, Lauren Silverman. They've been together since 2013.
And I hope they live happily ever after.
They have a little boy together. It's very cute.
Do they?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrible. 28 past the hour.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
I'm committed to never voting to change the legislative filibuster.
That would be the end of the Senate.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You cannot change the rules in the middle of the game because you do not like
the outcome.
And you're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Representatives from Russia and NATO are meeting in Brussels today for a high-stakes talks aimed at diffusing growing tensions over Russia's military buildup near the Ukraine border. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A new law in New York City will allow illegal immigrants to vote. Not only is this a direct violation of the Constitution, this could be the ultimate foreign influence in our elections. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says we need to start defunding states that allow this unconstitutional law.
Election law belongs with the states. Legislatures should be the ones determining election law. We've established that with, you know, the fact that Nancy Pelosi tried to steal an election right in Iowa, right? We had a certified election, and they tried to take that seat from Congresswoman Noah Meeks. So I never thought I'd have to actually clarify that American citizens should have an easy way to vote and we should make it hard for them to cheat. But these progressive policies are wrong for our country. American citizens should be the ones who are deciding American policy and American policymakers to represent them, not people who are not citizens of this country.
The Republican representative has a plan.
Well, there are a couple ways we can do it. Number one, it's protecting states' rights, as I mentioned. That purview of election law belongs with our states. But we can push back with funding also. You know, these liberal communities that decide to enact these laws that are wrong for the country, and frankly, I believe unconstitutional. If you look at the language in there, it says citizens are the ones who should be voting. We can push back by saying, hey, we don't want to give you federal funding. So I've signed under legislation to do exactly that. We don't need other communities following New York City's lead on this very progressive and damaging policy.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to find out more, give us a visit at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday, January the 12th. Things are going your way today. I hope that's the case. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. Things, they don't always go your way. Sometimes it's good that they don't because it builds up your character, right? Isn't that what they say? Build your character. It doesn't always, you can't always get your own way. More thinking about things. Hopefully those thoughts will match your expectations, and instead of being some of the complains or expresses pain and frustration, just give yourself a little more time. I think that's it. Sometimes we're in such a hurry to get things. I'm certainly someone who does that. Everybody says you're in such a hurry. Well, I always am. I'm always moving. Sometimes you gotta just sit down and think. My father used to say to me, You need to stop and smell the roses. Your parents ever say that to you, Jay, Victoria? Stop and smell the roses.
Have you ever actually literally stopped and smelled roses? They don't smell great.
Oh, roses. Well, it depends on what you're buying. I think some roses
Well, the wild ones don't really have much of a smell,
no,
right?
No, the wild ones
My
don't.
Mom's next-door neighbor has a whole bunch of rose bushes, and I love the smell of roses, but they don't really smell like anything.
No.
But I love roses in a bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my favorite bouquet is balloons. Give me the balloons any day of the week. But no, to answer your point, to slow down and practice patience, always stay kind no matter how you're feeling, because your mood and your attitude is not somebody else's problem or fault, or it's not their fault, so don't make it their problem kind of situation.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think that's a very good way. That's a nice way of looking at it, Jay. Bob Saget apparently didn't suffer. Reportedly, he had a sudden, quote, medical emergency, which... Either we were talking off the air whether it's a heart attack or a stroke. More likely than not, it was a heart attack. But it could have been. Betty White had a stroke. But it usually you linger for a while unless you had one of my dearest friends and the fellow that ran the farm for me here for 15 years had a his brain basically, he was one, I remember it was Monday afternoon, and we were out in front of the barn, and he was talking about having a headache. Now, Edgar was never sick, really. A couple of times I sent him to a chiropractor, and he didn't like going for whatever the reason. But he didn't like to go to the doctor. So he never really in his life had a health checkup. He looked like he was in good shape. He seemed like he ate well, didn't eat meat. That's, it was always healthy. And so this Monday afternoon, I remember we were leaning over a fence post, and he said, I'm going to go home and take a nap. I've got a headache on it. I don't feel well. So, you know, that was never the case. But he did, and he came back later in the afternoon. And then that night, when he went to bed, he went to sleep, never woke up. What happened, he had a problem with his carotid arteries, and his brain literally exploded. He had a massive stroke. But he never knew it. It was gone. Most of the people that I've encountered, my father had four strokes before he died. It's one of the scariest things. I was at the doctor yesterday, and they're talking about, you know, they rate you as to how likely you are to have a stroke or a heart attack or some kind of event. I like knowing what's going on in my body, but I don't like the statistics necessarily, because you don't really know what to do with them. What do? You change your evil ways? Okay, so I'm going to stop eating ice cream. Probably not. So is it worth it to enjoy ice cream and maybe have a year or less, or whoever knows how long it would be. In Saget's case, has anybody studied his diet? He looked like he put on weight the last few years, but, you know,
his face looked kind of jowly, but then the rest of his body looked the same.
He still seemed like he had a healthy body type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
he had COVID like maybe a week or two before before he had the whatever happened to him. So I don't know. Is there a residual effect that COVID can, you know, we know it causes a lot of inflammation in the body. Maybe it gave him some sort of brain inflammation or heart inflammation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think it affects people so much. It's so different. That's the thing. And, you know, I go back to what we were saying in terms of what's next. What's next is it goes away. Pay attention to masks, smart. You're going to have a flu shot. Those of you who have gotten flu shots every year will continue to get flu shots every year. Just that whatever they put in them will be different. That's all. To get all worked up. But we have done such a horrible, we've done ourselves in with this stuff. If you're focused on blame, which I don't ever want to do, I think you fix the problem. Problem is we have too much bad news, the focus on bad news, how we got to, what's the human condition that makes you drink that Kool-Aid, right? How horrible things are. Listen to talk radio programs, listen to the news. Oh, this is terrible. That's awful. We'll tell you when the snow is going to kill you. You know, that kind of stuff. Why? Maybe we all live different lives, that's for sure. Not something I'm interested in. I am interested in The White Lotus because I like Jennifer Coolidge. So I don't remember, though, I was asking earlier who Aubrey Plaza is. I know both of you know who she is. She's been around. I guess, on Parks and Recreation, but I didn't watch that show, so I can't.
If you saw her face, you might recognize her. She's been in, she's had parts in a lot of different things.
Michael Imperioli,
maybe
I know.
Stuff, yeah,
so,
from The Sopranos.
He's recognizable.
Sure.
Yeah. He's a big, he's in New York, very, very familiar New York actor. Isn't it interesting, like, the people that are really New Yorkers, you can, like, Sam Waterston would never move to L.A. to be in a television show, or, you know, he might go there to work on one, but the people who live there, I remember Dan Florek, I'm not trying to be a name dropper, he was on Law & Order Special Victim. He started in the original Law & Order as a police detective or lieutenant or something, and then became a captain. But he lived in Los Angeles, and every week he'd go back and forth flying from L.A. to New York, kind of like what I do, from Boston to L.A. this time of year. And he just, after doing it for 34, 35 years, he got sick of it and said, nah, I'm going to retire. He was in his late 60s anyway. So he just said, oh, I'm done. Put in my papers. But, you know, and that, then Chris Noth, the person we always keep talking about here, he's a New York actor through and through. Who are some of the others? You're a New Yorker, basically, at heart, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Some of the other people that you would see in New York working, mostly Broadway, but television and films, too, that, like De Niro. He's a New York actor.
Yeah. He's around a lot. Kira Sedgwick, Kevin Bacon lived in my neighborhood. I saw them all the time. Jeff Daniels lived a couple doors down from us.
Uh-huh.
There are so many New York actors. Sarah Jessica Parker and Andy Cohen and like that whole crowd, and that they all hang together. Jennifer Aniston was a New Yorker for a while she was with Justin Theroux, but she's an LA girl. She did not like New York City. And so, it's not for everybody.
No, not at all. It's a different lifestyle for sure. No question about it. The Russian invasion of Ukraine. I haven't heard too much about that other than, isn't there some kind of back and forth going on between America and the NATO?
Yeah, talks and negotiations and, yeah.
But think about how outrageous that is. Here we are trying to keep a guy who has no right, no business, no reason other than he wants to make a problem in Ukraine. It was part of the old USSR, but it's not part of anything now. He just wants it. And so we're doing all of this diplomatic stuff to try to keep him from invading it. How crazy is that? When you think it's just, I want to do this. I run the country, so I'm going to go take over another country. I suppose maybe that's not much different than Hitler or what the Chinese are trying to do. It just seems to me things are really out of kilter. Anyway, here's Rachel Balcovec. You know who she is?
I feel like I know that name. That's the new Yankees.
Yeah. Yep.
Coach.
Got it. Good for you, Victoria.
Yeah, that's minor league.
She's going to manage a minor league team that's affiliated with the Yankees. I thought
that's
was
fantastic.
Really kind of cool. Isn't that,
she's the first female in that position, so that's pretty cool.
Was she a player? What is her background? Why is it that she was chosen? She must have obviously got a lot of knowledge about the game.
She played softball herself, but she was hired by the Yankees back in 2019 as a hitting coach, and that made her the first woman to have that full-time job in baseball. And then she also worked with the St. Louis Cardinals for a bit on their minor team doing strength and conditioning. And I think she's also worked with the Houston Astros. So it'll be interesting to see that she's going to have, you know, she's the first female manager. But the thing is, this is so bad. But when I was reading the story last night, she'll be the first female manager of the low capital A Tampa Tarpons, and all I saw was tampons, and I'm like, wow, I'm like, that's so weird that there's a team called the Tampons, and now they're going to have a female manager. Like, I was bleary-eyed, and I read it too fast, but Tampa Tarpons, how are people not going to be making tampon jokes?
Yeah, they are.
I mean, that's a terrible name.
Mm. Well,
Tampa Tarpons.
The situation... This is consolidation to the nth degree. Some people focus on it. Some people realize that across the board, everywhere, and this is one of the things Biden is trying to address, big mega companies taking over smaller ones. The latest one, as far as entertainment is concerned, is Viacom, which is CBS, but it's a whole big conglomerate of movies like NBC Universal is movies. It's a big, it's not Spectrum. What's the other one that begins with a C that they... There's all these big companies. Anyway, the CW, which is a network you probably, the two of you watch, right? Mm-hmm. Programming aimed at young adults. They're trying to buy this, and there's a lot of money involved. Both CBS and Warner Media, which belongs to AT&T, which is another huge entity. I can't imagine the government's going to say if Biden's true to his word, they're going to go along with this because it's nothing but bad for the consumer. 46 after on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie,
and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Anchor Toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Played away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All right, so most people, I don't know about Jay. I think Victoria recognizes. I'm never sure about Jay and what she remembers because she wasn't around when the television was full of discussions about and people talking about All in the Family. It was a trailblazer. Isn't that how it was described, Chucker? Trailblazer.
The reason we play that's the theme to the opening of All in the Family. Classic TV show that premiered this day, January 12, 1971. It was the first time on network television that you heard a toilet flush in that premiere. Archie Bunker flushed the toilet. But they're really one of the most iconic, thought-provoking characters ever written for the...
Norman Lear.
What a great show.
Kind of got it, don't you think? Norman Lear, yeah,
absolutely.
Was...
You know, it's interesting. I was on Facebook yesterday, and one of my Facebook friends said that they were watching one of their all-time favorite movies in their top 10, which was The Bad News Bears. And then I commented that, wow, that was a great movie. And he said that they could not produce that exact same script. Bad News Bears was 76 because it was so edgy. And he's correct. There's dialogue in The Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau original from 76 that a studio would rip up a lot of the script because it's just way too edgy for today's very sensitive audience.
Now, why are we so sensitive? Is that a conversation that we ought to have? Why the heck are we?
Victoria, why are we so sensitive?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes we are overly sensitive, you know, as a society. But then again, you know, when people say, like, why are we so sensitive? Well, you could also say, why are we more compassionate now? Because jokes
maybe,
about gay people and and black people, like, that. Why does anyone want to hear that now? I don't.
But that's a very fair point. But having said that, let's just say you go to a comedy show and you pay to go to a comedy show. Should that comic be censored in his or her material?
No. But you know who you're going and who you're paying money to see. That's different from a TV show that's, you know, being broadcast to millions and millions of viewers. So I don't know. I think there's a difference. That's obviously, people think that there is a distinguishable difference because that's why standards and practices exist, you know, in film and TV. So,
but like Doug's saying, if you look at content in the 70s, like a show like All in the Family, in comparison to what is acceptable or what the networks will allow to be produced, is very different. Although having said that, you know, shows like Two and a Half Men and those, what was that show? Broke Waitresses show. That stuff is pretty edgy.
Oh, Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls. I mean, that stuff is like, the dialogue on that show is like, holy smoke. That is really edgy. So whether it's a great sitcom, that's debatable, but it's very edgy. Here's one story let's bounce off of. Ben Affleck said in a recent interview that he sees the way the industry going. Movie theaters will have about 40 big event movies a year that will play in movie theaters, and everything else will play on streaming. Agree or disagree?
I don't know. What's that? 40 sounds like a lot. Is that a lot or a little? Or
well, right now there's about four. There's around. There should be on a regular year 400 to 500 movies produced that will play in movie theaters. He's saying it'll go down to 40. They'll all be big movies like Spider-Man, Avengers, Jurassic World, those type of movies.
I hope
everything else character driven will be in. I think he's not exactly right, but he's in the ballpark. It'll probably be, I say, 100 or less.
Why do we keep predicting this? Because we're falling right into the hands. If people resist it, like me, then they'll have to do something different. The theaters that I've been to in the last 2 months have all been full, and many of them when I'm in L.A. or here, but I think most of the movies that I saw that were sort of supposed to be on Netflix were in theaters both here and in L.A. Don't Look Up is one of the examples of it. These movies play better in a big screen. So
they do, but if you look at what's playing in terms of what does well, it's usually a brand recognized product like Spider-Man or like Scream's tracking well, but anything character driven, Doug, it's not performing at all theatrically. So I think what he says has validity.
Yeah, because character-driven movies, like we watched the Ricardos movie last night. You want to sit at home on your own sofa with a glass of wine. You don't need to be at a big screen for that.
No, you watch out on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah, so, it's on Prime. Yeah.
The Rock may be the host of the Oscars on ABC
in
March.
That's the way I said that would be my top pick.
Smartest thing for them to do is.
I think that's a perfect choice. That's a perfect choice. That's what America needs. We need Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
When's he running for president, Doug?
The Rock. Right, he may do that, too. This may be his coming out party, running for president. 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.